hit him on the head at a point.
Yeah. What about the outside of it? The top part of it?
And the top point of the point?
Yeah.
Well, that's the roof.
All right. Now, if it didn't have a roof, if it didn't have a roof, would you still put, could you still call it a porch?
A patio, I imagine.
I see. Well, that's what I was getting at. Now, did, how high is this, speaking of the ceiling, how high is this ceiling, would you guess?
8 feet, like 2 inches, I think.
Okay. You're pretty good. I see. Did you ever live in a house that had a fireplace?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I lived in more. Where I was raised, we had 2 fireplaces. And I like the fireplace. Of course, they weren't using them, but I built 2 flues. When I built here, I said, well, I may have to use the stove.
Uh-huh.
I'm an older one, but put the fireplace back there, but uh-huh. I didn't.
What do you call that part on the top of the fireplace that you put you put things on?
Well, we call them mantle, and old people call them fireboards.
Yeah, that's a. Did you ever call it a fireboard when you were young?
I never had them call nothing else when I was young.
Is that right?
Fireboard.
I see.
That was up over at the fireplace, and they keep things up there, right, keep children from getting them.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Very convenient. What do you call the fireplace that comes out on the floor?
The hearth.
All right, and in the fireplace, those two things that keep the
doggone.
Okay, and the if you have a and the smoke goes up the
chimney.
All right, and if you have a great big piece of wood in a fireplace that might burn for a couple of days, you know.
Yeah.
What would you call that?
Backstick.
Okay. And did you ever call, what did you call the smaller pieces of wood that you use?
Well, we call that tenman.
All right. Did you, how about these very, did you ever use the term front stick?
And then what?
A front stick? A front stick or a fore stick?
Yeah.
What's that?
Well, I don't know that front stick. I don't know hardly, but. Just about everything to eat, my mother and my wife would fix it and call it something, and I just eat it.
Did you ever, the small pieces of wood you burn, now you said you call that kindling. Did you ever call it pine or fat pine, especially small pieces that you use?
Crumbs.
No, this is to start a fire. Oh, is that what you're talking about? To start a fire? The small pieces of wood that you use to start a fire?
Well, I've been carrying them.
Okay.
Now, when I was growing up, we'd get rich pine. Put it up in a piece the size of my finger, and we'd start a fire, and then we'd have a back stick, and then we'd have wood the size of my leg put on in front to make that kindling start burning.
I see. And what do you clean out a stovepipe, you have to clean out that black stuff in the stovepipe.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, and the stuff you clean out of the fireplace.
Well, I take out the ashes.
Yeah.
Oh. That would be when we burn wood.
Right.
And when we burn coal, we take out the cinders, we called it.
Uh-huh.
Okay, them out. I never did burn too much coal. I was raised on the farm. Dad at one time had nearly a mile square of land, and he made